What's up, everybody? I'm here for another podcast episode. In this episode, I wanted to just dive a little bit, I don't want to say deep, but go into spiritual awakenings. I wanted to do a sobriety check-in because I've now been sober for a month, but I don't want to make a whole podcast episode about it because really nothing has changed. But the 25th was my 1 month anniversary of sobriety, and I gotta say I don't miss it, not even at all. I don't miss peopling either, and that definitely ties into like the whole spirituality shit too. There's a lot to unpack. This might be more than one episode, but I want to kind of just touch on like how these things begin. At least for me, every time that I've gone through some sort of life, like life-changing awakening sort of thing, it's like what's triggered it, you know, and how it begins and what to really expect. From my experience, it's going to be different for everybody, but I think overall people experience kind of the same shit. And we go through different awakenings throughout life. It's not like you go through, I feel like life is just one big spiritual awakening if you really like want to take a step back and look at it. If you're willing to learn and really recognize certain lessons in life, everything is an awakening of some sort, whether you're spiritual or not. So first I want to talk about like, what does spirituality mean? And that could take many different fucking forms, right? For some, sex is spiritual, or it can be. Spirituality doesn't necessarily, you can be like an atheistic, you could be an atheist into spiritual practices, but not believe in the esoteric factors that come into play. I don't really fall under that category. I do feel as though I'm a little skeptical, but I'm starting to open myself up, because certain things have happened that are just not coincidence. But what is spirituality? It's my God, how do you even define it? For me, my own definition of spirituality is really taking on anything that helps or aids in the healing of your mental, physical, or emotional body, right? You don't have to necessarily believe that we're bodies that inhabit spirits or souls. I personally do believe that, and I'm starting to really believe it even more with certain connections with people that I have and lacks of connections that I have with people. You know, when you meet somebody that you vibe with, you just know that like you knew them before, or you know that your souls are connected in some sort of way, whether that's with a friend or beyond friendship. Spirituality to me is an understanding of the oneness of humanity and any being on this planet. We all come from one source, and you could trace this back to biblical texts, whatever you believe in. We are made in the image of God. Well, what is God? It all depends on what your definition of God is. Again, for me, it's just the energy of all things. It's the source of all things. God is the umbrella term, consciousness, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's not a real being that sits up among the clouds, to me at least, and points fingers at everybody that, you know, is on earth. We are We are having God experiences. That's what I believe. We are bodies inhabited by souls, and spirits incarnated into this physical plane to have certain life experiences that we may or may not have agreed to before we came here. I don't know. I don't know if we necessarily agree before we come here to have certain experiences. So what is a spiritual awakening then? That was a very, I mean, that was all over the place, and I apologize. I don't know if any of y'all followed along with that. But if you believe that God is the source of everything, whether, okay, put a man's face on God if you really want to. But God is just an entity, a being. It has no face. It has no gender. It has no anything, no judgment. It just is. We are the ones that add judgment and add meaning to certain things because we live on this plane, right? But we have that same source within us, which is why we are able to manifest. It's why we're able to you know, fucking bypass the laws of physics at certain times, and like we're able to create miracles if we truly believe that we are the embodiment of God. You know, miracles happen from us. We are having God experience. Picture this. God is the whole plant, right? The whole kit and caboodle. And we, as people, as human beings, or beings on this planet, in this plane, are the do I want to say dendrites? No, that's the brain. Okay, you could even use that example. God is the brain, the whole brain, and the dendrites are us branching out into individual little pieces of communication, and we take from the brain. Without the brain, there would be no dendrite. Does that make sense to anybody? That's the best way that I can articulate it. I will try my hardest to articulate it in a better way, maybe in another podcast. But for the sake of this fucking video not being 7 hours long, we are the extensions of God. And God is the source of all things. This water bottle that sits in front of me, the person who created the water bottle, God, those things came from God. And that's that. Okay. So, where was I? I have no idea. So what is a spiritual awakening then? A spiritual awakening is basically simply waking up to this fact, waking up to this idea that there's more to life than going to, you know, well, not even. There's just so much. It's waking up to the fact that we are more than flesh and blood. And for some reason, we have to wake up to it. For some reason, we're not born here knowing it. Some of us are. Some of us remember it. I feel like at a young age, yeah, I definitely knew it. And then I kind of closed myself off to certain things. Became a crazy skeptic. And it was only in the darkest of times. Like normally when I was going through a breakup or a heartbreak, that I would be propelled back into all of this shit. And you find that on a global level too, you know, like there's statistics that say interests in spirituality peak in the wake of pandemics. So naturally COVID-19 hit and every single person is now talking about, you know, spirituality and spiritual awakenings and ascensions. It's because whether it's real or not, it gives us some hope to kind of cling on to so that we're not walking through life like scared for our lives. Now, a big, huge aspect, actually probably the only aspect of a spiritual awakening, is getting control of the ego. And boy, is that fucking hard. And the ego, a lot of times people will think, well, what's an ego? a lot of the times people just take the ego and take it to be not me ruining this whole table as I'm recording. What a fucking idiot. My bad. People think ego just simply means like you're in love with yourself. You walk past the mirror and you want to look at yourself at every chance that you get. That's not what the ego is. The ego is really a part of our consciousness, our psyche. Psychology is a huge part. Like, psychology and spirituality are very much so connected. And I don't know if y'all realize that, but they are. Because a lot of this has to do with consciousness, neuroscience, the brain, how the brain is wired. But there's an esoteric, spiritual, you know, I mean, some scientists will say, no, not at all. But there are scientists out there, like Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I always talk about, who will say that, yeah, I don't think he uses the term spirituality, but that there's more than we can, see. More happens that we're unable to see. And Joe Dispenza has been able to do countless experiments to kind of prove that we give off certain energies when we're in certain spaces, right? But not me going off on a tangent. The main thing, takeaway when we speak about the ego is that the ego is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's put in place. It's a Darwinian trait, meaning it's passed down from our ancestors in order to keep us out of harm's way. But when we were fucking Neanderthals, we needed to literally live with our ego in place, like our fight or flight, because we'd be out here searching for food and there'd be a woolly mammoth or whatever chasing after us, and we'd have to, you know, fuck everything else off and run away and save ourselves and survive. Had our ancestors not used that part of the brain, the autonomic fucking nervous system, we wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be speaking to you because we wouldn't be existing. So the ego plays a part in our existence. But as we evolve as human beings, we really need the ego less and less because we're in less danger. But unfortunately, in these lives, our egos tend to rule. And if you're living in a place of fear, and even I would go as far to say even anxiety, you're ruling with your ego. And how you get control over your ego is extremely fucking hard. What I've come to learn in my own experience, and this may be different for you in your own, on your own path, however far along or early on in the path you are. And even if you don't want to call it a spiritual awakening, you just want to call it a, I don't know, growth spurt in life, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it doesn't matter. It's all semantics, right? What I've found helps me, and y'all know, is meditation. It helps to quiet the ego. The ego is the voice that is consistently telling you that the worst is going to happen. You should not do that. You should not get on that plane because what if? What if it crashes? You know, don't go on that trip because what if? You know, for me, meditation has quieted that. Because when you take that, and Joe Dispenza will say this too, when you take that time and you can sit in the present moment and you just bask in it, you realize you unlock a piece to yourself that you didn't know existed. And that piece is your higher self. It's going beyond the ego. It's going beyond that voice in your head and realizing that you are not the voice. Because if you're the voice, then who's the voice talking to? They're two separate things, right? When that voice talks to you, the voice is talking to you. Well, who is you? Well, you are Tori Franco. Well, no, because that's just the name that my parents gave me. So I am not my name. Okay, well, you're a lesbian on TikTok. No, because at any point, I could choose to go become a fucking software engineer and I could, you know, I don't know, change my, well, you can't change your sexuality, but still, it's not who you are, is what I'm trying to say, right? Well, you're the sister and, you know, the sister to Dina and Gianna and daughter to Deb. Okay, but that doesn't make me who I am because, God forbid my mother passes away. Do I cease to exist if she does? No. Okay, so her existence is not predetermined by mine and vice versa. So who am I? When you strip it down, and this gets a little philosophical, but it's truth. When you strip it down, you are the awareness, period. I am aware of the thoughts in my head, which means I am not the thoughts in my head if I can be aware of them. I am aware of this body, which means that I am not my body because I can be aware of it. My awareness is separate from that I am being aware of, right? Going down a rabbit hole here. That is the higher self. The higher self is the awareness. And when you realize during a spiritual awakening or whatever the fuck you want to call it, that you are separate from that voice, but also connected to every single fucking thing, animal, person on this planet, it's a little fucking crazy because it's like realizing you have this power that you never realized you had. And the power is your connection to all that is and ever will be. Your connection to every single person who has passed on in your life before you. All of your ancestors, you have access to those people, those entities, even now. It's knowing that you always had access to them. It's tapping into that access, right? So what happens? Like, what really happens during a spiritual awakening? It's not linear. It's not. A lot of people try to make it this linear thing. Well, the first step is this, and the second step, it's not. It's not at all. You go through the ups and the fucking downs. You spiral out of goddamn control. The universe spits you up, chews you up, and spits you out. And you literally have to look at yourself laying on the fucking floor and play a game of 1,000-piece puzzle and put yourself back together. With the knowledge, mind you, that throughout your life, it's going to happen over and over and over again. Like, imagine putting this 1,000-piece puzzle together, knowing that once you get this last piece in place, the universe is gonna, at some point, say, okay, now it's time to scramble it the fuck up, and it's gonna do it all over again. It's that knowledge. And it's not being frustrated by that. It's understanding that that's what needs to happen in order for you to learn and grow and truly become your best self, right? And some of us are playing with 500-piece puzzles. Some of us are playing with 1,000-piece puzzles. Some of us can, you know, start off with 500-piece puzzles and end up with 10-piece puzzles. And, you know, it just becomes that much easier to put the pieces back together. You know what I'm saying? But the idea is it's not linear. It's not a linear experience. And it's not something that ever stops. You can feel the ascension. You can feel the sensitivities. Like, for instance, with my own experience, this is why I'm sober, is because why I really cut down severely on my caffeine intake is because your body becomes, it's crazy what happens, your body becomes more sensitive. Not only do you become emotionally more sensitive and more open because you're essentially living with an open heart chakra, right? You know, and for those of you who aren't into the chakras, there are seven. You have the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. Those are your main chakras. There are so many more, but those are the ones, right? Your heart chakra is basically your connection. I mean, your crown is your connection to source and universe, right? When you open that, you're fully tapped into the fucking metaverse, let's say. But your heart is your connection to everything in the 3D. And so when you're spiritually awakening, and you're realizing all of these things, your chakras obviously start opening, and you start being more aware of which ones are open and which ones are closed, which ones need more work, right? But your heart center is basically where we should be living at all fucking times. We should be living within that heart space, right? Like, always leading with love. It's that simple. It's realizing that no matter what the fuck happens or who's cutting you off on the road, you always lead with love. But what ends up happening is you do end up becoming more sensitive to other people's energy, but also your body becomes more sensitive to certain substances. For me, coffee, and alcohol, my two like vices essentially, and nicotine. And again, you start developing the anxiety, and then you realize that the anxiety comes from the suppressed emotions that you're bottling inside, and that the only way to really rid yourself or get control over the anxiety is to allow the floodgates of emotions to open up and actually feel them. So then you spiral down a path of just consistently crying. And then you just start having realizations in life. There are a lot of things that happen that are similar throughout, right? It's not linear, but it's the realizations that the things, when we think of things that no longer serve us, we think of like, this person's taking advantage of me and this is bad for me. It's not just that. Think for me right now, I'm in a place where I'm not dealing with things that no longer serve me, in the sense that like, if it is not benefiting my growth in any way, shape, or form, if it's not making me money, if it's not making me laugh, if it is not making me money, and if it's not making me money, and if it's not helping me on my spiritual journey in any way, if it's not feeding my soul in any single solitary way, if there is no net gain from this activity, it's a no from me, dog. And that's why I stopped drinking, because there is no net gain for me, for anybody really, when it comes to drinking. What's the gain? It's just another mask we put on, you know? I'm not against drinking. I'll eventually incorporate it back into my life. But I want like at least a year of it not needing it, not wanting it. And that's where I'm at. It's like, it's the fucking devil to me right now. Because I know what it's done to me. But that's just one of the symptoms, is like you start, it's that sensitivity to that physical sensitivity, but also the emotional sensitivity. Not to say you're fucking crying all the time, but emotional sensitivity and intuitive sensitivity, in the sense that I could feel when a full moon is coming. Whether I know it's coming or not, the full moons actually affect me, and you're just more aware. And whether they affected me the same way prior to or not, now you're aware of it. And it's this heightened awareness of all of the things that go on around you. And it can be scary and anxiety inducing, which is where meditation comes in for me. Because sometimes it's like you're opening the dam of information and things start flooding in and you're like, whoa, 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 holy shit. And it becomes overwhelming. Think of yourself as like a computer. If you're just downloading this really, really ginormous file with all of this information, it can overwhelm the computer. Well, you can be overwhelmed. And so it can be definitely overwhelming at times, 100%, where you kind of just have to check your shit. Because you go down fucking rabbit holes of thinking like I've kind of, you know, I got control over it now, but oof, I was losing it there for a second. Or at least I felt like I was. So that's one thing that happens, right? It's not fun. It's not glamorous. People are, you know, TikTok, it's like a trending topic, YouTube. It's not a glamorous thing at all. And it's very fucking lonely. It is. And whether you like the loneliness or not, I mean, I tend to really enjoy my solitude right now. I'm not ready to go back out into the world. I don't want to. I've been getting a lot of things done and like I'm focused and I'm content with where I'm at. But it's lonely. When you're starting to realize your life purpose, and that's part of spiritually waking up, is realizing why you were brought here, why you chose to come back, why you chose to be here at this time, in this space, this name, this day. You're realizing all of that. And it can be as extreme as digging up the roots of what was already planted, because you're realizing the fucking plant you planted, it's not the right plant. So now you gotta dig it all back the fuck up, and it looks like chaos and it feels like chaos, but you know at the end of the road is the right plant being planted, if that makes any fucking sense. Okay, some of y'all may be listening or watching like, is this bitch okay? I promise I'm okay. But that's what ties into this. There's so fucking much, right? You start waking up to certain, I hate to call them gifts, like intuitive gifts, but because we all have them, so it's not a gift. I mean, maybe, yeah. The universe gifted every single person with powers, basically, right? Mine, I've come to realize, are very, very obviously empathy. And, like, being able to understand and know what another person is feeling even without them saying it via text. Like I can literally, people, my friends text me and I'm like, what's going on? I can tell there's something wrong. I've always been like that, but again, now I'm more aware of it, right? And also a little bit, I mean, some weird shit has happened, right? But a little bit of clairvoyance. I can't force it though. That's the thing. Eventually I'll get there, like when I become a more seasoned meditator. But I have most definitely channeled in the wake of my spiritual awakening, dead people. Again, y'all might be listening and thinking like, this bitch has lost her marbles. But you could ask the friend whose relatives I was channeling. I had never met any of her relatives before. For some reason, I was really fucking tired, trying to go to sleep. And in my mind's eye, I thought everybody, here's the thing. I thought everybody, when they were, you know, like getting ready to go to sleep, I thought everybody saw movies. I came to find out, though, that that's not the fucking case at all. Hold on. Not the fucking case at all. Not everybody sees movies when they close their eyes at night and they're really fucking tired. That was just, you know, I mean, that's been happening to me since I'm a kid, but like, I've seen the weirdest shit. I've seen me kissing women. I've seen, like, women that I will be kissing in the future. It sounds fucking crazy. I've seen my friend kissing a girl the night that my friend kissed a girl for the first time. I saw it before I went to sleep. Next day, I spoke to her, and I was like, you and so-and-so kissed, right? And she looked at me and like, what? How? And I'm like, dude, I saw it. I saw it in my mind before I went to sleep. It's just weird shit that can't be explained starts happening, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You start waking up to gifts, and you start developing gifts, and you start, intuition is like a muscle, right? So you really start working out that muscle of intuition, and realizing that your mind and your visualizations and the things that you see in your mind's eye, create the universe around you and not the other way around. We're so stuck in this place of like, we are, we fall victim to our outside reality, but the reality is that that our reality falls victim to us. We are the creators of our reality. It starts within. And that is basically what happens when you go through a spiritual awakening. It is literally a crash course in life, basically. So every ounce of your being is tested. Your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, everything. The universe, God, whatever you want to call it, tests you in ways that you start to realize and be more aware. Okay, this is a test. I get it now. Whereas before, when your ex would come back and hit you up and you would take them back because you thought that that meant y'all were meant to be, now that you're more spiritually awake, your ex texts you and you're like, well played, universe. Y'all are testing me again to see if I've learned anything. Okay, I see you. You know? It's a work in fucking progress, but I gotta tell you, once you wake up, and this is a gift and a curse in and of itself, is once you wake up to these things, you never go back to sleep, which is scary, because sometimes it's a little bit easier to live in the ignorance. Anybody who's gone through any sort of spiritual awakening can tell you that. And I feel like there are different levels to it, right? You go through your first spiritual awakening after your Saturn return, which is around 27 years old. You have the universe is like, okay, here's your ass. I'm going to hand it to you. Around that time, around that age, I mean, for some it's earlier, but, really around that age is when like you experience the first bout of it. And then from there, all hell breaks loose. I'm going to have other people, I swear to God, I promise, I'm going to have other people on. But really, your interests shift as well. You know, I had an awakening moment, like I said, and it all goes back to me. It all goes back to drinking and partying and socializing. I spent a lot of my time doing that. And never have I had the mindset that like, this isn't serving me anymore. This doesn't do anything for me. This isn't putting me where I want to. This isn't giving me what I want out of life, right? If I have goals that I want to reach, income goals, business goals, drinking my face off every weekend is not helping me out in that, in those endeavors. So if I want to grow as a human being on the 3D plane, I have to prioritize myself, and I have to put my goals priority over seeing people. It's learning spiritual, being spiritually awake is learning to sacrifice. For the things that you want. It's not this living with the glass. I mean, yes, the glass needs to consistently be half full at all times. You have to look at it that way and be grateful and practice gratitude and optimism. But it's also realizing the shadow side of it, that you also have to allow your triggers and traumas to come up and feel them and understand why you have become the adult that you've become, right? But it's also the understanding that life isn't roses and butterflies, that you can't just think something into existence without putting action and work into it, right? So, and sometimes you can, right? Sometimes you can. Sometimes you unlock the keys to certain things and you go viral, or it falls into your lap. Most of the time it feels as though it does. But it doesn't come without some work on the back end. Period, point blank. Whether that's emotional work or physical, right? Like, even me, I feel like I kind of stepped into TikTok notoriety because of COVID-19. There was nothing I did. Wasn't anything I really worked hard at. It just kind of was given. The universe said, here you go. Here's a decent platform. Now, what are you going to do with it? Now I'm working, right? Now I'm working towards certain goals and things like that that I want to achieve. But the initial whatever didn't take work. It's like if you meet the love of your life. Yeah, that love of your life probably fell into your lap. Like, you just met them by happenstance, like maybe through a friend, or maybe like just out one night you see them and they see you and y'all lock eyes, whatever. They kind of fell into your lap. Then you start dating them, and that's when the real work happens. So part of a spiritual awakening is understanding that there's real work to be done, that it's not living in this bubble of positivity all the time. It's really not. If you are born with a veil over your eyes, a spiritual awakening is the veil being lifted and you realizing that nothing in this world fucking matters. Down to our money, like, it's man fucking made, and it's put in place just literally as like placeholders for nothing now at this point. You know, like, money used to be placeholders for gold. Now it's not even that. It's literally nothing. The things that we put on pedestals are put there because we give meaning to certain things. Even words, you start looking at words and you're like, yeah, okay, we give that word meaning. But without the meaning that we give it, it would mean nothing. It's just a bunch of letters put together. You know what I mean? It's this realizing, I'm not trying to sound like a nihilist, because it's not that everything is worthless. It's everything that we think is important really isn't. And what's really important is our purpose and our connection to each other and the world around us and the love that we exude. That's probably the most important thing. It's realizing the duality in life, the evil and the good, the up and the down, as within, so below, like whatever it is. It's realizing that all of these mundane things, the material things in life, mean nothing. That's what I mean. Your job means fucking nothing. It really doesn't mean anything. And you mean, no offense, you mean nothing to your job. You could be replaced in 3 seconds. You die tomorrow, they're getting somebody else in a month. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to take them a month to replace you. So realizing these things puts things into perspective, and that's part of a spiritual awakening. And this is going to change. That's the beauty of this, is that in a year from now, I'm going to look back on this video and be like, wait, I have things to add and I have things to take away. And that's also part of the spiritual awakening, is realizing that nothing is set in stone, and that everything has an evolution to it. So at this stage in where I'm at, this is where what I feel to be true about spiritual awakenings, right? And it, again, the reason why I didn't even really structure this, I wrote two things: spiritual awakenings and ego takes backseat. That's literally what I wrote on a notepad in front of me. The reason why I didn't structure this is because, in my humble opinion, you can't. People try to. There are ascension symptoms, you know, like ascension sickness symptoms or whatever, right? I can tell you this. It starts with a curiosity. The spark is curiosity. You start hearing more about certain things. Just, you know, you're walking down the street, you hear a spiritual term that piques your interest. And you're just like, nah, whatever. But like anything, the universe is basically one big algorithm, right? The way that TikTok works, and how you have a For You page that is basically tailored to everything that you are interested in, like, that's the same way the universe is. So whatever you think about is basically your scrolling feature. Your thoughts are your scrolling feature, right? So the thoughts that are predominant in your brain, like let's say it's fucking cooking or whatever, right? Whatever it is, you're going to see more of that in your waking world. You're going to walk down the street and hear a random conversation about some crazy vegan recipe because all of a sudden now you're thinking a lot about going vegan, right? So what happens is the idea is sparked in your thought process. You start thinking about it and thinking about it over and over again. Here and there, actually, not even over and over again yet. You're not even at the obsessive stage. Here and there, it just pops into your head and you start seeing it more on your TikTok algorithm. You hear more conversations about it. And the more you hear about it, the more you're like, okay, I want to learn about it. So you start Googling shit. You start looking up books to read. You start watching YouTube videos. You start learning up on certain things. And then you're like, okay, well, it's not enough to just learn the shit and read a book about it, because you could read a book about anything, but you don't know what that thing is. Like, I could read a book about tarot, and I've read so many, but I don't know how to do tarot until I get my hands on the fucking cards and actually start dishing them out and doing readings, right? So then you start to realize, then you get to that level where you're like, okay, these are all interesting topics to me. Now let me put it into practice. How do I put that into practice? Okay, let me start meditating. Maybe that'll help me get more in touch with myself or my higher self or my fucking guides or whatever it is I fucking believe in at this point in the game, right? Let me start meditating and see what happens. Then you start meditating. You open yourself up. You become more sensitive to things. But you notice your anxiety dissipates because you are more in touch with your higher self, and you do have more control. And not only on a spiritual level, but on a fucking scientific level, your brain is being rewired. And so your brain is somehow connected to your consciousness. Scientists don't exactly know how, but now you're realizing that the neurons or the wires in your brain that are wired to give you, you know, to spark anxiety within your nervous system, they're just not firing anymore because now you're like at peace with certain things. So it's literally layers. It's like layers of a cake. And they're not separate. Your physical, your emotional, your mental, and your spiritual, they're not separate. You take one layer out of that cake and you have a very big missing piece to the cake. They are all interconnected. It's that realizing that everything is interconnected, that every part of us is interconnected, that my physical affects my mental affects my emotional affects my spiritual, and my spiritual wraps back around and affects my physical. And it's a fucking cycle. So you start learning not only about the spiritual shit, you start learning about the fucking mental, emotional, and physical stuff. You start realizing that the things that you do to your body physically affect you in the other ways. So what do? You start, it could even start that way. You start physically treating yourself better by eating better and working out and doing those things. You start mentally and emotionally and spiritually treating yourself better by meditating. You start going on walks and grounding yourself. It's just literally that simple. It's getting there, though. That isn't always. Because a lot of the times these things are triggered by events in our life that, like, heartbreaks. So it's a downward spiral, or an upward spiral, I would say, because it's an awakening, it's an ascension. So it's an upward spiral. And there's always something to learn and understand, and there's always something new to get into. Whether you're into the occult or just new age spirituality, there's so many different things to learn. It's ridiculous. So listen, if you've listened up to this point, I think I'm done rambling at this point, but if you've listened up to this point, let me know in the comments, like, what interests you? What about these subjects interest you? And I would love to, even if I don't know about it, I'd love to do some research on it. Y'all know I love to learn new things, and talk about it, or at least have somebody who does. I have people, there's a topic called human design, and I'm very intrigued and interested in it. I have a book upstairs that I will be reading. But I feel like the book won't even touch, only touches the surface. So I definitely want to have somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about on the podcast. But what interests you the most is my question. And what would you like to see be spoken about? There's so much. There is so much. Look out for, you know, next week I have an episode with Brooklyn. I forget her last name. She's an entrepreneur on TikTok. She's on Instagram. Dope person. We will be sitting down for a chit chat next week. I don't know if we're going to get into spirituality or entrepreneurial shit or what, but look out for that. Stay tuned for that. I have definitely some people that I want to have on the podcast. It's time I have some conversations again. So look out for that. I love you guys very much. Thank you for sticking with me. I'll catch y'all on the flip. Peace out.